So I am talking about Prabhupada books, simple yet deep. So why I am talking about this, why I am giving this seminar, because there is a reason. And why among devotees this seminar is important, there is a reason. And the reason is that that devotees in ISKCON are supposed to read Prabhupada books, because Srila Prabhupada is founder acharya of ISKCON. He wrote his books for all of us, as every founder acharya does. But the unfortunate part is, devotees are not reading his books. That's the reason we are doing this seminar, to inspire devotees so that they can read Prabhupada books, assimilate them and understand them. Because without reading books, your mood, your enthusiasm and the spirit to serve Krishna and Srila Prabhupada either will become contaminated, deviated, or it will go down. It's natural, no? It's natural. If you don't acknowledge, then slowly mind becomes dull and there's inertia. In any field, it's like that. You have to keep update. Just like in medical also, like in medical, we all are doctors. I was a doctor before. So he's also a doctor, psychologist. So I was a physician. So now, many doctors, they don't read. Like you pass, you open clinic, practice, finished. Then whatever you know, prototype, it keeps on going. It's like that, no? Man, normal practice. It becomes routine, mechanical, dull. So, but people who keep on reading new updates, new things, they are enthusiastic, they do research, they invent things, no? They take the field forward. So like that, see, same thing is here. If we don't read Prabhupada books, we can keep on doing our devotion. But the problem is, you might become mechanical. You're doing as a routine or as a ritual, which Srila Prabhupada never wanted. Srila Prabhupada said, why we are opening ISKCON? Why another temple? Why another institution? There are so many institutions in India, so much knowledge, so many books. Prabhupada said, because no institution is giving systematic knowledge, which this our institution is supposed to do. And unfortunately, it's not happening now. So, it happens. It's not unusual, but it's unfortunate. It's not unusual because every institution goes in phases, no? Sometimes it is up, sometimes down, so many. It's an institution. Institution means problem. So it is said, institution is a necessary evil. It is required, but there are problems, no? And you have to keep up with the problems. If there's no institution, then there are problems. How do you carry out your work? How do you manage things, no? You need a body, institution. How do you preserve the movement years after years, centuries after centuries? There has to be an institution, a name. It makes sense, no? So it's necessary. It is said that there was Thomas Aquinas, Christian saint. He said that institution is like a female. And that female is not a mother. She's a prostitute. Institution is like a prostitute. He said like that. There's a reason for that. Because many people are coming in institution, going from institution. You know, it's like coming, going. So it's like that. Institution is never chased to one person. People are coming. And if people are coming, they're coming with different mentalities. And some people are pure. Some people have motives. Some people do not have motives. Some people are coming with their own ideas, different ideas. So there have to be clashes. I mean, to say what to talk about institution. If even in a family there are clashes, no, husband wife, two people and there are clashes. It is said in Bhagavatam, if a female, they have bangles, no. So even if you have two bangles, it will make noise. Just two bangles. So similarly, two persons just two people in a room, they will definitely have a fight at some point or the other. So institution has how many people? Lakhs of people. There has to be fight. Yeah, please make your phone silence, everybody. It's a better thing. So, you understand why I'm giving this seminar. Institution is a necessary evil. Now, it is necessary, but there's evil. There's a problem. So, well, anyway, it's not something surprising I am telling that people are not reading Prabhupada books. Okay, it happens. But somebody has to inspire, no? Others. Now, Srila Prabhupada himself, he, in his books, predicted that this is going to happen. He knew, he's an acharya. Acharya means experienced person who knows how to run the movement. Srila Prabhupada, he was... So, the point is that... Hare Krishna. Shantiya. Okay. So the point is that Srila Prabhupada predicted that, and Prabhupada knew it's going to happen. Prabhupada was experienced, practical. He knew when there are many people, there are problems. He knew that people will not read books. First of all, we are not, we don't like reading books in this age, no? Nobody likes reading books. People like hearing videos, seeing videos, hearing lectures. Books are a little difficult to read. Habit. Less people have habit of reading books, especially in spiritual books. But as devotees, we don't expect not reading spiritual books, because otherwise what we are supposed to do? We don't read books of Prabhupada. So Prabhupada predicted. Prabhupada said in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela that my all devotees connected with Krishna consciousness, they must read all books. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are three main books. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just, you have to read just three books. And others. Prabhupada writes others also. So others means small books. We have other small books of Srila Prabhupada. If you have not read Science of Self-Realization, Perfect Question, Perfect Answers, Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, beautiful books. And those books you can read. Now, and then Prabhupada predicts that if you don't read these books, you'll simply eat, sleep, and fall down, and lose the opportunity to relish Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada knew what is going to happen. If you don't read books, you'll sleep. How much you can chant? How much you'll chant? With how much emotions you can chant? That's another question. Let's admit we don't have so much emotions. We are completing our rounds, no? At least at this stage. So you need to keep yourself enthused. And that is why we are having this program, Association of Devotees. We have enthusiasm. And what we are supposed to do in Association of Devotees? Discuss books. That's what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to explain Srila Prabhupada books, understand them, and we are not supposed to talk from our own mind. That's speculation, no? That's our personal agenda. So Prabhupada said, they'll miss the opportunity to attain eternal bliss. That's Prabhupada. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. This is in his books. You can imagine in his books. Prabhupada has written in his books. Prabhupada said, my books will be law books for next 10,000 years. For next 10,000 years to come, his books will be there. And how do we know? I mean to say, practically, we can see no other movement is making devotees of Lord Krishna. There is no other movement on the entire planet. There are many other movements preaching about Krishna, but they are not making pure devotees. Pure devotees means who can surrender their life to God without any motive. We don't want anything from Krishna, no? We even don't want peace and happiness. We want His happiness. This conception is not given by any... People are talking about Krishna, Katha, just like serial, you are seeing? Serial. There are many, but nobody will tell you that go to Krishna just for His happiness. don't expect any happiness and peace from Krishna. You will get everything. You'll get happiness and peace. That's no doubt. If you are with Krishna, there's no sorrow. But we don't expect that. We come to Krishna to please Him. So to maintain this spirit, we need Prabhupada books. And Prabhupada books, not only said in his books, Prabhupada also wrote in his letter. Prabhupada wrote a letter in 1972 to Hamsadut Prabhu. And he said that Prabhupada knew that that's going to happen. And Prabhupada wrote, 1972 means it is in ISKCON, in the career of ISKCON. ISKCON started in 1966. Almost, yeah, started at that time. And then still 1976, Prabhupada was there. And then Prabhupada left this planet. So 10 years when Founder Acharya is here. As I said, 1972 is just the middle of the movement, mid-time. At that time, Prabhupada wrote a letter to Hamsadut Prabhu. This Hamsadut Prabhu, he was one of the leaders of ISKCON at that time, helping Prabhupada. So he wrote to him, so now let us concentrate to train our devotees in philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada knew training is required. A system is required to train people. A system is required to teach people how to read books, let alone reading books. That's another point. How to read them. Just like I was mentioning on the other day, how to speak, you have to learn. And then you might say, come on, you know, why do you want to teach us how to speak? How to eat, you have to learn. You might say, we are all mental retarded patients, we have to learn how to eat. No, you have to learn how to eat. There's a science behind it. It is not we can eat anyway, just sit on table and put this hand, eat anytime. That's not the system, no. That's not how you're supposed to eat. The system, how to eat. And if you don't eat according to the scriptural guidance, which is scientific, then we end up falling sick. That's all. Finish. If you don't eat scientifically, you end up falling sick. If you don't read scientifically, you end up falling down in Krishna consciousness. It's as simple as that. Simple. So Prabhupada said we should train. But Prabhupada said we should teach our devotees our books, and from tapes. You know what is tapes? So when Prabhupada used to speak, devotees used to record. So his conversations, devotees used to record. So there are tapes, and then tapes are transcribed into books. We have books of morning conversations with Prabhupada, and also his room conversations, and then morning walks. That is, two things are on tapes. So Prabhupada said we should discuss those morning walks, conversations, letters. How many devotees have read letters of Srila Prabhupada? You can count on fingers. I don't think so in this room. You might have read something. Okay, fine. Anybody has read letters of Srila Prabhupada? All letters? No? 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 Room conversations? Probably in a year, maybe you see sometimes in an open folio, there's a section room conversation. It happens, no? It happens with devotees. And morning walks? We don't read, no? Practically. So, now the point is, but Prabhupada wanted us. But of course, one caution, letters and room conversations and morning walks have to be read carefully, because Prabhupada is speaking at different times to different people. So, there are different instructions to different people at different times. But at the same time, there are many general instructions also in his letters. Suppose one devotee asked Prabhupada, how should we take care of Tulsi? One Mataji, and then Prabhupada replied to her, okay, this is how you should take care of Tulsi. So he is speaking to one person, he is replying one person, but that is not a specific instruction, that is general, anybody can follow, no? So even letters, morning walks, conversations, there are many general instructions which are required. So if we read in toto everything, then we will understand what is the mood and mission of Srila Prabhupada. Then we can understand that ISKCON is not another edition of Hindu religion. It is not Hinduism. We are not worshipping Krishna as other people worship. There is a difference. This is not a temple. ISKCON temples are not temples. We have a mission. There is a missionary spirit there. In Prabhupada books, I'll explain all these things, but a speciality of Prabhupada books. So, we have a purpose of doing everything. It is not just people are coming and we are chanting something. Like other temples, Hindu temple, you have Hindu temple. That's nice, not bad. People are coming, good. But there's a difference between that and us. They don't have a mission. People come, okay. People don't come, okay. That's fine. But we have a mission. If people come, very nice. If people do not come, we'll catch them and bring them here. That's our idea. Because we want people to come to Krishna. Because when we were not in devotion, we knew what kind of life that was. Now we are in devotion. We knew what kind of life it is. And we know the difference. We know that before doing any devotion, we were having money, we were having everything. But no peace and no satisfaction. Nobody. We were talking also. You were saying, America, it looks very nice outside. But inside, it's very bad. Everybody's tensed. Everybody's tensed. Is it? Everybody's running. Their mind is 24 hours running. So many things to do, So we understand that. We understand. And devotees in ISKCON who are joining, they're not beggars now. They're not beggars that they're coming from street. They have not seen anything in life. It happens like that, no? Most of the institutions, people have nothing to do. Okay, chalo bhai, they join and it's not that like that. People who come to ISKCON, many people are very rich, very educated, and they have seen everything. They might have seen so much in their life which you people would not have even dreamt of. That kind of people are coming in here in the movement. At Prabhupada's time, Giriraj Maharaj, you know Giriraj Maharaj? There was one day Prabhupada disciple Giriraj Maharaj, he was son of a millionaire. He joined the movement. He's still there. He's a sannyasi. He knew everything. My life also, we were from rich family. People are bicycles, no? Child. They have cycles to ride. We had cars. I just took one car, threw one another, take another car, another threw. Like, I'd never ride a cycle. So we were like, okay, not from an average family, but above average family, in society. And it's not that we are not educated. We understand what we are doing. So I was a doctor, physician, but then I left. So there has to be something here, no? That's why we left, no? And what we found was that this movement is not just a selfish movement, which is, okay, Krishna and you. No, we are trying to help others. And we understand that this life is much more happy, much more peaceful, much more satisfied. First, we are humans. And then we are engineers, doctors, Mr. So-and-so. That's Prabhupada's teachings, no? Is it? That's like that, no? Mr. So-and-so, Gupta, ya, Chopra, ya, Sain, whatever it is. And then bracket MBBS, MD, PhD. Super specialization. And then what do you have to add? Not a human. And bracket closed. It doesn't make a sense. First you have to be human. Human means you have to have some peace, satisfaction of mind. Mind should be settled. Then you're not human. So that's why Prabhupada books are different. And Prabhupada wanted that we should always discuss all these things. See, in so many ways, instruct them in right propositions. This is to letter to leaders. Because Prabhupada found in 1972 that a movement is increasing, but devotees are not getting trained properly. And the trend is still continuing even after 30 years of ISKCON. There's less training system. There are more people. But there's no trend. Okay, and then Prabhupada, in 1972, that was middle of the movement. 1976, almost at the end of the movement, Prabhupada left this planet. When did he leave? Any idea? 70? 77? So 76 is almost end of the movement, and Prabhupada writes a letter, and Prabhupada writes a letter that Prabhupada diagnoses the problem. He diagnoses the problem. And the problem is, Prabhupada says, the problem is not all devotees are reading books. Not all devotees are reading. Problem is the devotees are carefully studying the, that not all devotees are carefully studying the book. The result being fall down or at least unsteadiness. That is the problem. Do you agree with this? Most of our devotees in our movement are either leaving this movement. They leave this movement either. Either physically or mentally. Maybe they are not physically leaving. Maybe physically we are chanting Tilak, Kanthi. That's okay. But mentally, many devotees, in their mind they think, "Bas theek hai, ho gaya. In this life we cannot go back to Krishna." We read books, but that's okay, you know. We cannot go back to Krishna. Okay, fine. Next life we'll see. This life we'll do some rounds and some puja. Okay, fine. We can't do. Yeah. So they have convinced themselves. They cannot do. And this much is okay. So going back to Godhead is only for sannyasis, for people like us, brahmacharis. But we are grihastha, so we cannot do. So either they mentally leave this movement. You're mentally out. If you don't have a goal, you're mentally out. Or either your devotion becomes unsteady. People are in this movement, chanting, doing everything, but their mind gets disturbed. Sometimes they're frustrated. Sometimes their rounds, they cannot complete. It happens, no? Sometimes enthusiasm is very low. Like you think, you know, well, it's okay, fine. Something is going on. It's going on, that's all, no? I mean, if you talk about enthusiasm, there are devotees in ISKCON. There's one family in India, husband is doctor, wife I guess she's also doctor, and for last 10 years they go every day in the morning 6 to 7 for Harinam. Every day Harinam. You understand Harinam? Harinam means street chanting. So we chant on streets, Kirtanam on the streets. So husband takes the Mridanga, wife takes Kartal, both of them go. For last 10 years, every day. You can imagine. Is it easy? And there they are working. They are not like me. They are working. They have children, two children. I was impressed. What kind of people they are. And the day that person's father died, on that day also he went for Harinam. He didn't miss. He said, fine, you know, I mean to say, we are reading in Gita, your soul, you're not this body. So things can be done, but because of death, we cannot leave service of God. That has to be done. There are people like that. So from where they are getting enthusiasm? Like, why we are not like that? Why they are like that? No, there has to be some source of enthusiasm somewhere. No, and their source of enthusiasm is Prabhupada books. They read books daily. They read. If you read Prabhupada books, that's for sure that you cannot sit peacefully. Prabhupada will not let you sit peacefully. You understand? We have come here for peace, but Prabhupada will not let you sit peacefully. If you read Prabhupada books, you will be want to be outside and preach. That's what is Prabhupada books all about, no? Prabhupada books are not about just finishing around chanting and reading. It's about preaching. I'll show you what Prabhupada wanted. Every page Prabhupada is writing, preach, preach. That is the service of God, the highest service of God in this age. Whatever you have, you distribute. Don't keep with yourself. So they're reading Prabhupada books and they're getting so much enthusiasm to preach. There's one family in America, Boise. Boise, you know. I think they shifted to India now. So that husband, wife, I think you know him. So they have two kids, scientists. Well, they are enthusiastic. Even in cold, they go and distribute books. Even in winters, snow, they're outside and distributing books. They're distributing books on the street. America, it's not easy to distribute books, no? What do you do? I mean to say, nobody's there to take. But they are going, even in snow time, they are sitting. They were doing, I don't know now in India, but they were doing like that. So, two families, but there are many families like that. I know many, many Mata. There was one Mataji in Russia. I just heard for last 20 years, every day she goes for book distribution. Every day. Not a single day. Whenever she's sick, I mean to say last 20 years, she would have fallen sick once now. But no, no problem. Sickness cannot impede devotional service. That is Prabhupada. If you understand Prabhupada books, if you read Prabhupada books, now, properly, you will break your window, jump outside and catch somebody. Krishna is supreme. You have to accept. You know, you get enthusiasm to tell people. Because you feel bliss, so you want to share that bliss with others. No? Is it? That's why we are preaching, no? Why we are preaching? Why we want to waste our time? We can sit and chant arounds. I can sit and chant arounds all day and be happy reading pastimes. But we have to talk. We have to share. If you find something pleasurable, you want to share, isn't it? You want to share, no? People who like cricket, they want to talk about cricket. People who like girlfriend boyfriends, they want to talk about girlfriend boyfriends. Children like to talk about toys because they like toys. So devotees like Krishna, so they want to talk about Krishna. No, that's the idea. So Prabhupada diagnosed perfectly. This is the problem. The problem. We are not reading books. If you are feeling that you are not advancing, your devotion is becoming stilted, inertia, or just completing mechanically you are doing, this is sure you are not reading books. Okay. So, why we are not reading books? Why devotees are not reading books? There are five reasons for that, what I could figure out. What do people say? So some people say that Prabhupada books are A, B, C, D. They are just for beginners. Because if you read Prabhupada books, it might seem they are for beginners because it is simple to understand. No? Simple? Krishna is supreme. You have to serve him. It's a simple idea. Clear idea. There's a clear idea. Simple. Even a child can understand Prabhupada books. Is it? She can also understand. You can understand Prabhupada books. You read Prabhupada books? Small books? Okay. She can understand. She can understand who is God. Why do you have to serve him? Is it? You know? So, yeah, children can. So devotees say Prabhupada books have A, B, C, D, simple basics. High stuff is not there. I mean to say pastimes of Krishna and like other esoteric things. Maybe deep, intricate philosophy. For that, you might have to go to some other devotee, some other sampradayas, maybe. So there's a logic like that. This first logic. And the second point is, Prabhupada book repeats. There's a repetition. If you read Prabhupada books, you have read? Again and again, Prabhupada is repeating. Krishna is supreme person, every page. Come on, you know. Give a break. You have to get out of birth, cycle of birth, death, disease, old age. Again and again, Prabhupada is repeating. You are not body, you are soul. So it's, after some time, it's boring, no? People feel it's boring. It's repeating. I met few devotees and they were telling, see, I used to read Gita with a lot of enthusiasm. But now I can't read because it's all repetition. It's repeating. And repetition is sometimes boring, no? You need something new to hear. Some philosophy, something new. So, these are two other reasons. Repetition, boring. They're not systematic. If you read Prabhupada books, things are scattered, they say. You know, they're not systematic. No theme, no topic-wise. Prabhupada is commenting. Prabhupada is writing commentaries. Verse after verse, verse after verse, verse after verse. Small books Prabhupada was speaking. He was speaking, recording, and then they were transcribed. That's all. So, they're not systematic. And last is most important. No. No time. that's the most important excuse which people do not read Prabhupada books. No time. No time. We are like, so householders give excuse, we have no time because job and this, so many things. Full-time devotees give excuse, we are preaching. Preaching, so no time. You don't have even time for chanting, so what to read books. And at least at Prabhupada's time, now we have congregation. Now the meaning of congregation at Prabhupada's time, meaning of congregation was different. Congregation means people who are attached to us. and who are living outside, who are not in temple. So now congregation is like you all, householders living outside, working at the same time associated with ISKCON. This is called congregation. At Prabhupada's time, congregation was little different. There were no people outside the temple. There were no people outside. People were not connected outside the temple. All householders at Prabhupada's time, they left their jobs, like foreigners, hippies, husband, wife, they left their job, they were living in the temple. So congregation was basically at that time, either you can say no congregation, or even if they were householders, they were living in the temple as full time, female and male, both. Because Indian families were not so much connected at that time. They were all foreigners, and you know foreigners, they can leave and stay in temple. So husband, wife were staying in temple, they were preaching like that. So at that time also, at that time, Prabhupada is writing at that time, devotees are not reading books. Why? Because there was so much motion, there was so much activity in the movement, and so much dynamism, so much preaching, so much temples going on, management, book distribution, kirtans. So they were not getting time to read books. And Prabhupada saw that, yes, they are not reading books. So that's a universal excuse, no time. So these five excuses are there. Some people say, some people do not say, but it's always there. No, we all feel that books are repeating. We all feel sometimes they're boring. We all feel they're basics, and that is why many people leave ISKCON and go to Gaudiya Math. Gaudiya Math? Gaudiya Math is also preaching the same philosophy. Prabhupada's guru, Prabhupada's spiritual master, he started Gaudiya Math institution, and then Prabhupada came to America. He started within that Gaudiya Math another sect, branch, ISKCON. It's a branch of Gaudiya Math, you can say like that. So in Gaudiya Math, many people leave ISKCON and go to Gaudiya Math. They join that. Why? Because they're speaking about pastimes of Krishna, you know, intimate pastimes, philosophy, deep philosophy, and people think, yeah, in ISKCON, it's always birth, death, this is old age, soul and body. Okay, that's enough. Finish. So that's happening. That's the valid. That's what is happening in institution. But what I'm going to show in this seminar is all these points are baseless. They're absolutely baseless. And why I wanted to give this seminar is because I have read all books which are under the sky. I've read all books. You might believe or not, but I've read all books. All sampradayas. For example, Madhva Sampradaya. Oh, you're from... Who's from Madhva Sampradaya? You? Yeah. Madhva Sampradaya. So Madhvacharya has written a commentary on Vedanta Sutra Anubhashya. Yeah, please catch him. Yeah, because this video is going on. I don't understand. No, wait. Hare Krishna. Anyway. Okay, so Madhva Sampradaya. I have read Anubhashya, he has written Vedanta Sutra commentary. Madhva has written also Bhashya on Rigveda, not full, first seven chapters I have read that. And then Mayavad Shaddushini, he has written. Then Vadi Rajvyasa Tirtha, they have written book Tatvarya Chandrika. Mahabharata Tatvarya Nirnaya is there by Madhvacharya. Raghavendra Swami, he has written a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So, and Vallabh Sampradaya, I have read books, Subodhini Tika on Srimad Bhagavatam, his own commentary on Vedanta Sutra, Vallabhacharya's commentary, his parts of commentary on Gita, Gita Bhashya, and then his Shodash Granth, all of them. They are in Sanskrit, all of them are in Sanskrit. And then Nimbark Sampradaya, commentary on Vedanta Sutra, Parijat Saurabh, Keshav Kashmir has written commentaries on that book. And then Mahakavya, it's very famous in Nimbark Sampradaya. And then Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja, Sri Bhashya, Gita Bhashya, Vedanta Sangre, Sharanagati Gadhyam, Vedanta Deshika has written Sharanagati Rahasya, and then Gita Rahasya by Amnacharya, and then Vedanta Deshika has written Gadhyatraya, Parashar Bhatt, Pillai Lokacharya. So anything else you want? I'm giving a list because I've read all these books. And these books are in Sanskrit. In our Gaudiya Vaishnavism, there are Gaudiya, there were magazines. Bhaktisiddhanta started 8 magazines at his time. Bhaktisiddhanta, Prabhupada's guru, he was printing 8 magazines. One in Hindi, Odia, Bengali, English, and 3 more. And I've read all of them. They used to print magazine in Bengali, Gaudiya magazines. There's so many volumes. Volumes after volumes after volumes after volumes. In 4 years, I added all of them. I finished all of them, all Bengali editions. I learned Gujarati to read Vallabhacharya Sampradaya's works. I learned little Kannad to read works of Kanak Das, Purandar Das. I can read, but I cannot speak, and I can read, I can understand that. So I've read, that's why I'm telling you I've read all books. It's not a joke. That's why I'm giving you a list. But after reading those all books, then when I read Prabhupada books, I was surprised that Prabhupada books are amazing. You don't need to read all those books, by the way. You don't need to read. Because even if you read all these books, if you read all these books, you will end up in asylum. 100%. I mean, America has some psychiatric clinics. He's a psychologist now. Psychiatrist, you will end up going to him if you read all these books. You'll go mad. Because if you read all, first of all, you don't have time. No, it's impractical if I tell you all, read all these books. You don't have time. It's a nice idea that I'll read all those books, but it's not practical. Okay, when you can read these books, so he has read and so I can read. No, you can't do. You can't do. So no time to read so many books. I'm not saying no time to read Prabhupada books, but so many books, no time, because first of all, they're in Sanskrit. Who knows Sanskrit here? You know Sanskrit? Anybody? And now at this age, you cannot learn Sanskrit. Sorry to say, next body you have to take. This age, you can't learn Sanskrit. So Madhva, he's playing with Sanskrit. He plays with Sanskrit. Madhva Sampradaya is all about Sanskrit. So that you can't enter. For that, you need a lot of Sanskrit background. So no time, no Sanskrit background. And then even if you can manage reading Sanskrit and understanding these books, you'll end up in contradictions. There's so many contradictions. Different Sampradayas, principle is same of all Vaishnav Sampradayas, that you have to serve Krishna, you have to love Him. There's no doubt about it. Life is meant to serve Krishna. 100% by all Acharyas, Madhva, Vallabh, Nimbark. You take any Acharya, there's no doubt about it. Krishna is supreme, no doubt about it. But the point is, different Acharyas came at different points of time, so they are stressing on different things. So if you read Madhva and Ramanuja Sampradaya, they are stressing on deity worship. Deity worship, you understand? It's like you do Sandhya Vandanam. So Madhva people, he is doing. So for them, doing Sandhya Vandanam means, for us, we chant Gayatri Sandhya. For us, it means 15 minutes. For them, it means one and a half hours. If you do, is it detailed process? It's like that. It's very detailed. All mantras and all those things, ritual, morning, evening, I really have to do. So it's more concerned with the deity. And Kirtanam is supporting deity worship. It's like that. If you go to Udupi, it's very nice. They're doing I'm not saying it's bad. It's so nice to see deity worship, Udupi Krishna. And they're worshipping. Swamiji is worshipping inside the altar. And some kirtans are going, and it's nice. But in our Gaudiya Vasampradaya, there is all emphasis to kirtanam. Deity worship is supporting. You see, there's a difference. The deity worship is, you understand what's deity? You understand, Kapil, what's deity? Yeah. You say murti. So, in that sampradaya, deity worship is main limb. Kirtanam is supportive. In our sampradaya, kirtanam is main, deity worship is supportive. So for us, we can leave deity worship for kirtanam, if there is a choice. For Madhva Sampradaya, they can leave kirtanam for deity worship. It's like that. So if you go to Udupi temple and anywhere, sometimes there's no kirtanam, there's just bells. Ding, 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 and that. You know this? What is that called? They keep on banging, ding, 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 ding. No kirtanam. So that's okay, that's a system. No problem, Madhva is set up like that. So you see, you can get confused, you see. So people, if you read all those books, then you might feel, you know, well, deity worship is more important, kirtanam is more important, what should I do? Then you wind up doing deity worship more, then less kirtanam, and then less preaching. If you devote so much time, then you do less. So Madhva Sampradaya, previous to, I think Admarmat Swami, he first went to foreign land? Or who? So Sukhdev Tirth Maharaj, he's... Putige Math. So Putige Math Swami, he was the first person to leave India, come to foreign countries. Madhva Sampradaya, you cannot leave borders of India. You've fallen. You understand? In Vedas it is said, you cannot leave India. So Putige Math Swami, but you know what? Putige Math Swami read Prabhupada books. He read and he appreciated Prabhupada books. And he told, I was there personally, I was there in Udupi, and he was giving lecture. And he told, see, what Madhva Sampradaya couldn't do in 800 years, that Prabhupada ji did in 10 years. He propagated this, no? So he appreciates a lot, he understands, and he read Prabhupada books, and he said, well, you know, Madhva Sampradaya is dying, and this rule, you know, don't cross Indian border, this is nonsense. He went out, and now he's preaching, and now his god brothers, they appreciate. So is he allowed for Paryaya? No, no? Yeah, no. Because he crossed India border, so they don't allow him to worship Udupi Krishna, because there's a system. If you cross India, if you come in America, you're sinful. You become sinful. No? It's like that. For us, it is like nice. For some people back in India, for many people, America is dream world, you know. No? I have to be in America. You know, when I went to embassy to take my visa, so there was line. So many people who were some Matajis, they got visa. They came out and they were rolling on the ground. What's that? You got ecstasy or what? Practically. And she became so happy as if she's got liberated. And but when they'll come to America, after 1 month, they'll know, you know, we're trapped. You know. We're trapped in this beautiful house, you know. I mean to say, after some time, who goes outside? You know, you're inside always. You can just see outside from your window. This is America, and it's boring. It's boring. What's there in this America? For some time, it's good. So, वो हिंदी में कहा बताते हैं ना दूर के डोल सुहावने. वो क्या इंग्लिश में कहते हैं? Grass is always green. The other side is always like that. No. So anyway, so my point is that. Yeah, why am I speaking all this? Why? What's the connection? Why I just got here? Why I got here? Anybody? Oh yeah, yeah. He. So yes. No. So he's sinful. I was telling. So Admarmat Swami crossed land. So he's not allowed to worship deity. So that see. Because the main limb is deity worship. So that's not wrong. We might think it's contradiction. They are focusing on deity worship, we are focusing on preaching. Many of our ISKCON Swamis, they come to America, but we don't consider them fallen. We don't consider them fallen. So many Madhva people, they criticize ISKCON. See, you're going to America, Swamiji's, and you're fallen, that sinful land. And many ISKCON people say, see, Madhva people are not preaching. They are always in Sandhya Vandanam. Morning, evening, what? I mean to say, you have to first get this knowledge out, that Sampradaya is dying. But there's no contradiction. If you understand, systems are different. No? So we have two companies, Apple and Mac. Oh, sorry. Apple and Microsoft. Principle is same, but rules are different, no? Apple follows different rules, different language. Microsoft follows different rules, different language. So an ignorant person might think, come on, you know, they have their own program, Apple. Some different language. They are different language. So they are totally different. There is fight, there is contradiction. No, there is no contradiction. Who understands, they know. But to actually get all this understanding, it's very difficult. Generally, people get confused. People get confused. And then implicate into offenses. They start criticizing. You know, so I have seen many Madhva people criticizing ISKCON. See, these are like that. They are chanting in streets. They are doing this. This is muddy. Muddy? They're all muddy and they're worshipping. What they are doing, you know, this is complete. Because I stayed 6 years in Udupi, I know inside out. I studied in KMC, Manipal Medical College. So I used to go daily Udupi. I used to meet Swamiji's. I used to stay in Mutt actually. I didn't used to stay in hostel. I asked Putige Math Swami, he was very open. And Pajavar Mutt, they're good. So they like ISKCON. So they told, okay, stay here. So I know all inside stuff. So they criticize, we criticize, but it's not a matter of criticization. Anybody who has read everything with an open mind, he can understand. But my point is, you cannot understand. It needs lot of reading, and lot of guidance. So if you read so many books, either you become mad, or you have contradictions, or if you read so many books, then you might do offenses against this sampradaya, talking, you know, people get confused. He's saying something, he's saying something, he's saying what's happening, you know. So there are problems with reading books. That is why in scriptures it is said, read less, think more. Don't read more and think nothing. That's what is modern age, no? Read more and no thinking. So generally it is said, simple living, high thinking, no? But now it is high living and no thinking. The system has become like that. You go to Google, keep on reading, keep on reading, keep on reading, keep on reading, stuff after stuff after stuff after stuff. No thinking, no wisdom, super confused. And then you think, I know so many things. I know, yeah, you're telling Madhva, yeah, I know Madhva Sampradaya, yeah, I know. I've read in Google. Well, your Google will not help you understand Madhva Sampradaya. It's impossible. You have to go to Swamiji's, you have to get trained personally. Is it? It's a Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge, you need Guru. Normal knowledge you can do without Guru. Chemistry, Maths, Bio. Okay? So, my point is, don't read so many books. Prabhupada said, don't read so many books. Some devotees wrote a letter to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, can we read Bible, Quran, and other books? Prabhupada said, first digest my books. Then you can go to other books. So first you have to read Prabhupada books. Then you can read other books. We are not saying don't read, but no need actually. Because what I found after reading all the books, I came back to Prabhupada books. Everything is there in Prabhupada books. Everything is there. If you try to understand, if you look carefully, I'll tell you how it is there in Prabhupada books. But at least according to my understanding, everything is in Prabhupada books. And you have to read carefully. Every line of Srila Prabhupada books, you can give lecture on every line for 3 hours. You can talk. I can talk on one line of Prabhupada books 3 hours. You can do that if you have penetration, if you read properly. Okay, having said that, conclusion is, if you get scared, so many books, so many things, so no, you have to read just 3 books. That's all. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's translated in English. You don't even have to learn Sanskrit. No Sanskrit. And you might think, oh, Sanskrit is good, you know, we learn Sanskrit and then we will read books. Well, it's all the same. In English, Prabhupada will write, be enthusiastic. In Sanskrit, what are you going to read? Utsaha? Or Utsaha Bhavati, maybe something like this. Be enthusiastic. So, it's all the same. It's Sanskrit, it's English. But now you have to be enthusiastic. That's all. It's not Sanskrit and English. No, it's same. It's same. It doesn't matter. In Sanskrit, you might read in Gita, okay, Devi Hai Shuganamai. Oh, sorry. Dhasar Dharman Paritajye Maam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Prabhupada translates, abandon all religious, external ritualistic activities, surrender unto me. All misconceptions about religion, surrender unto me. Krishna says. So all the same. It doesn't matter. Sanskrit doesn't matter, actually. If you learn Sanskrit, it's good. I'm not saying don't learn Sanskrit. You can learn afterwards, but afterwards, it helps you to penetrate verses much better. But even if you don't, for perfecting your life, you don't need. For perfection of life, for going back to Krishna, you don't need. You need simple Prabhupada, these 3 books, and letters, conversations, and morning walks. Bas, that's all. And English, you can just keep on reading like that. Just anytime. So, all these things are wrong. I'm going to show you how these are wrong. This is wrong, okay. First is, Prabhupada books are not ABCD. They are from ABC to XYZ. Everything is there in Prabhupada books. Everything. See, Prabhupada writes a letter in 1974, 1st February, that in my books I have given all guidance and all hints. Guidance and hints. Guidance means I have given all processes, how to do devotion, what is devotion, why to do devotion, who is Krishna, he explained everything. And all hints means hints about practical advices, how to preach. You need hints for that, no? Some details. How to preach, how to behave with each other. He has said everything in his books. And it is described in all my books. Now it is up to you. Prabhupada said, it's up to you. I have written, I have given, it is up to you. Read. Read. Please keep our principles firmly and everything will come out successful. Keep principles. Whatever Prabhupada has given principles to us, chanting Hare Krishna, four regulative principles, follow that nicely. And everything will come out successful. Read books, that's all. Simple, no? Is it difficult? Any difficulty? Prabhupada used to say, anything difficult? In his lectures so many times. It's not difficult. Prabhupada has made so, Krishna has made so easy for us to approach him. But perhaps we are taking advantage of it, no? That's what humans are, no? Humans are, if you make it complicated, I can't do. If you make it too easy, yeah, it's too easy. Both ways you don't want to do. You want to avoid. That's our tendency. Avoiding. Avoiding Krishna. That's what Prabhupada writes in our book. We are envious of God. We are envious. We might accept it or not, but we are. Those whom we love, we serve them day and night, no? We want to think about them. But we don't love Krishna, that's why we don't want to think about him. We want to avoid him. Just like a boyfriend, girlfriend, no matter how much they might be busy, but they'll find time to meet. No? They'll find time to meet. You don't have to tell them you meet. Somehow they'll squeeze time from somewhere or the other and call and meet. As they love. So we don't like Krishna actually. If we would have liked Krishna, there was no need of this seminar. There's no need actually. There was no need to inspire you to read books. If you like Krishna, you want to know about him. If you want to know about him, you have to read about him. Is it? Simple. If you want milk, then what do? You ask some neighbors, no? Oh, so where do I get milk? If you really like milk. If you don't like milk, and there's no milk in the house, okay, no problem. That's okay. But if you really like milk and you can't leave milk, then you'll ask neighbors, you will go on Google, which is the nearest store, they can buy my milk, maybe organic milk. Some, you do some research, then you go get milk. You do some efforts. Similarly here, if we like Krishna, then we will automatically read books. We'll try to find him in books. Where is Krishna? I want to know more about him. So, practically, Prabhupada says, from ABCD to XYZ. And then, Prabhupada said in 1977, Vrindavan. 1977 means last days of Prabhupada. And why do we feel that Prabhupada books are so simple? We feel like that, no? So simple. I need to learn deep philosophy. I need to learn, it's not bad to learn deep philosophy. But it's there in Prabhupada books. But we feel like that, they're simple. Why? Because Prabhupada is writing, my purports are liked by people because it is practical. It is born of practical experience. Until and unless one is not realized, they cannot understand Prabhupada books. It will seem that he's repeating. It will seem. Hare Krishna. Can you sit there?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's recording. Okay, thank you. So, Prabhupada said, my books are not ABCD translation. Why we feel that Prabhupada books are so simple and repeating? Because we are ourselves not realized. We don't have practical experience. People who are not serving Krishna, if they read Prabhupada books, they will feel it's boring. People who are not preaching, devotees who are not doing Harinam, they are not on streets, for them Prabhupada books will be extremely boring. They will not be able to penetrate that. Because Prabhupada is writing from a practical experience, what he had, practical realizations. His books are not giving you information. In Prabhupada books, you will not find who is uncle of Krishna and who is Krishna's uncle's wife. It's not there. Another books you can find, no? Another, like, people write commentaries, so they write so many points. Okay, so this is Saradharman Paritajje. So, dharm word is coming from the root word dhri dhatu. and then to dhri dhatu you add matu pratyay or whatever sampratyay, and then you make it as dharma, and then the meaning of dharma, it's a noun, dhri is a verb, and then you keep on talking that. Other commentaries it said, but it's of no value to us. No, now at this age it's of no value. It's not practical value. Prabhupada writes practical. Prabhupada says, when Krishna, in Bhagavatam, when Krishna is going from Hastinapur to Dwarka, after Kurukshetra battle is over, and Prabhupada is writing, Krishna is going, after battle is over, Krishna is leaving Hastinapur. Hastinapur means Delhi, Kurukshetra, coming to Dwarka. So Prabhupada writes there. So Bhagavatam gives the places where Krishna crosses. He crosses some places and comes to Dwarka. So Prabhupada writes in the purport. So those places are in Sanskrit, old names. So Prabhupada translates the new names. Okay, so this place Krishna went 5,000 years back. Now this place is Madhya Pradesh. Now 5,000 years back he went to this place. So that place is now Maharashtra. And he traces the path. And then he says, we are not concerned with all these things anyway. Details you can figure out. We are simply concerned with the fact that Krishna left Hastinapur and he has safely reached Dwarka. Prabhupada writes, we are happy that he is safe. Prabhupada's point is that. If you read commentary on that verse, other commentators or whatever, I mean, not other commentators, but other people who will talk about this verse, then they will go into history, you know. Okay, this place 5,000 years ago called this, now this is this, but this, the area was this and all these things. Prabhupada says, who cares for all those things? We care for Krishna. He's safe, secure, nothing happened to him on the way. We are happy. That is devotion, no? That is devotion. Yudhishthira Maharaj sent an army with Krishna when he was going from Hastinapur to Dwarka, because Yudhishthira Maharaj thought somebody will attack Krishna. Of course, Krishna is God. He doesn't need security, but that is love all about, no? Love means, even though you know that person is all powerful, but still you give him security, no? Just like parents, even though child is like 50 years old, still parents will call them, do you want something? In India, and not in America. Sab theek thak to hai na? Of course, I'm 50 years old, you know. I'm my kids, you know, what are you asking? But that is love. They know that it has no meaning. It has no meaning, absolutely. Do you want something? They are in America, they can buy everything. They can give them, first of all, back. But by love, you speak like that. So because we love Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj loved Krishna, so he gives security to Krishna. Security. So many people ask, you know, people think you go to Krishna to ask. That's what is Krishna, God all about. We are unhappy, we have problem, please, this, that. But that is business. Devotion is, go to Krishna to give him. Now people might argue, you know, give Krishna what? He is giving everything. He has everything. Why to give him? No, he is everything. No, he is giving us everything. He doesn't need anything. Why we are giving him? This shows that we don't have love. Just like parents are asking 50 years old child, do you want anything? Similarly, we ask Krishna, Krishna, do you want something? Because we love him. We know that he has everything he can give, but still we love him. So, that's love. And Prabhupada writes in that purport. The point I'm explaining is, if we don't love Krishna, and if we're not concerned with his safety, Prabhupada's purport will look absolutely funny. In that purport, Prabhupada doesn't explain anything about places. He says, we're not concerned about information, we're concerned about devotion. So Prabhupada is writing from devotional platform. People who have realizations, they can connect to Prabhupada's purport and they can understand it's not ABCD. Just like if you go to Vrindavan, many people will be talking about gopis. You know gopis? So gopis and Krishna, they're dancing and so many things. So Prabhupada once went to Chennai and like this house program. So those devotees were saying to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, can you please speak something about Krishna and Radha? Some topic? So Prabhupada said, no, I can't speak. So then devotees were saying, no, Prabhupada, you're a saint, you should speak. Devotees, that family, Chennai family. They were rich and they were not devotees, but they invited. So they were like behind Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, Prabhupada was saying no. And then Prabhupada said, well, I'm not qualified to speak about Radha and Krishna. That's a very high topic. If you think you're qualified, you speak and I'll sit down. Prabhupada said, and they were like, what's happening? So the point is, didn't Prabhupada talk about Radha and Krishna in her books? He was talking, but he was talking from practical realizations. Who is Radha? Who is Krishna? And they're dancing in Vrindavan. What does their dance signify? That's what Prabhupada is writing. Radha is embodiment of mercy of Krishna. If you take Krishna, if you take out all mercy from him, and you make a form, that is Radha. Now you can say, how we'll do, you know? How we'll take mercy out of Krishna and make a form? God can do it. That is Krishna. He took out all mercy, made a form. That is Radha. Kripa Murti. And why they are dancing? So you have heard about Rasleela? So Prabhupada writes, why Radha Krishna is dancing? What is the importance of that? Radha Krishna dancing and doing Rasleela to help us understand that devotees sacrifice their life. Devotees are giving pleasure to God and God is giving pleasure to devotees. It's not dance. It's not just dance. It is selfless service. God is serving his devotees. God is serving gopis. He's giving him pleasure by dancing. And gopis are giving pleasure to Krishna. This is Rasleela. Prabhupada writes that. Now, people who don't have realization, they'll say it's basics. Come on, we want to hear something about gopis and Krishna. What gopis were speaking, what Krishna was speaking, what is flute. And you can say, many people can talk about that. And then ISKCON devotees think, oh, Prabhupada books are ABCD, basics. Actually, they're not basics. They are much more than basics, if you think about it. People can talk about what is happening, how Krishna and Radha are dancing. But Prabhupada is saying what is the principle behind that. So that's that way Prabhupada says, my books are not ABCD translation. They are not ABCD translation. 100%. If you read Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada gives word-to-word meaning. They give word-to-word meaning. You have read that? If you read carefully, Prabhupada gives word-to-word meaning in a different way. Just like you read Gita, 10th chapter, 8th verse, Krishna says, what's that verse? Anybody knows? Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matva bhajante mam, buddha bhav samanvita. Anybody who understands aham sarvasya prabhavo, I am the source of everything. Matta sarvam pravartate, everything, I am the cause of everything. Iti matva bhajante mam, iti matva, he will know this and then do service unto me. And what will become? Buddhae, bhav samanvita, he will become Buddha. Buddha means? Not Buddhu. Buddha. Enlightened. Buddha, literally Buddha means intelligence. No? And bhava means emotions. So generally, if you take any Gita, translation of Buddha is intelligence, bhava is emotions, but Prabhupada doesn't translate like that. He doesn't. He translates Buddha as action, not intelligence. And bhava, not emotions, but determination. You go and read that verse, you'll find that. Why? Now you may say, what is this? You know. So other commentaries of Bhagavad Gita, they give so detailed, Buddhae. Buddhae comes from the root Buddh, and then third Vibhakti, Buddhae, and then Buddhae Bhav Samanvita, then you add Bahubri Samas, you add that, and then you take out the meanings out of that. But Prabhupada is writing so simple. You have, anybody who understands Krishna as supreme, he does action for Krishna, and he becomes determined. Now this answer is coming from practical realization, because intelligence means action, is it? If you're intelligent, you plan. What does intelligent people do? They plan, no? And if you plan, then you execute. What is the use of planning if you don't execute? Is it? So Prabhupada translates intelligence as action in Krishna consciousness. Intelligent people act. Foolish people simply think and do nothing. Scholars, philosophers, big philosophy, no action. And that is an And that is where communism came. Communists despised philosophers. They said, Karl Marx told these philosophers are nonsense, you know. They're speaking big things and doing nothing. And they killed so many people, you know, labor part, all this, communism. They didn't like philosophers. They're good for nothing. So it's good translation, no? Buddhi means action. Buddhi means, if you planned everything and if you're not executing, you're a fool. You're number one fool. You have wasted your time. That's all. Finish. No? So suppose, for example, if we have heard this lecture, we have applied intelligence to hear. Now, if after hearing lecture, if we don't do anything to change our life, we're intelligent or fool? What do you say? I can't hear. What do you say? Of course. If you hear so many things, you're applying intelligence, you get knowledge, but you don't apply it. You don't act on knowledge, you don't get wisdom. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom, information and realization. So people, Prabhupada says they are fools, they are intelligent. But in this age, people are not fools, people are not intelligent, people are intelligent fools. Intelligent fools. They know so much but don't do anything, no action. They know everything. Some people, you know, you ask, they know Gita, they have read everything, that. Okay, so now what are you doing? Well, I don't have time, you know, first of all, to do anything. But I know everything. What's the point? Better know nothing but do something. No? That's much better than doing nothing and knowing everything. So that's why Prabhupada says, my translations are presented in practical experience. Why people think Prabhupada's books are basics? Because they don't have realizations. 100%. People who do not have realizations, who are not in the field, who are not practicing themselves, to them Prabhupada's books will look, it's basics. It is not basics. It is from ABCD to XYZ. Have I made my point clear? Are you getting my point a little bit? Understanding. Okay, and the second thing is no repetition. There is no repetition in Prabhupada books. Absolutely no repetition. Well, we feel like that, no? Prabhupada is repeating, but actually he's not repeating. Problem is we don't know how to read books. I was saying there is no training how to eat. There is no training how to read. So we don't know how to read books. We don't know how to write. Of course, writing is out of question. Nobody knows how to write. Writing needs a lot of training. So we need training in all this. And that is why we think the author is repeating. But Prabhupada has never... Repetition of something is a fault. According to rules of Sanskrit. Or into rules of writing. Repetition is a fault until unless you want to emphasize a point. Then repetition is allowed. Okay? Or... Just like talak. You're repeating, but actually that's not repetition. You have to say three times means you're emphasizing. You're giving confirmation. Talak, and talak. Okay, finish. So a foolish might think, they're repeating, what's this? Why she is saying three times talak? They've gone mad or what? They're not gone mad. They are confirming that fact, emphasizing. So, you might feel it's repetition, but sometimes repetition is required for emphasizing. That is one thing. Okay, I'll give you some examples of repetition. See, what is this? There are some statements which are repeated, some words are repeated in books. Now, how many times you have read this statement? Devotees of Lord are purified souls. How many of you have read this statement? Oh, I'll just finish it. Many times, no? Devotees of Lord are purified souls. Is there anything special about this statement? Nothing special, no? Devotees are purified souls. You understand purified souls, all of you? So many times Prabhupada is repeating in his purports. Devotees are pure. Simple, no? How many times Prabhupada might have written? Millions of times in this book. But you have to see the context. Now this line, statement is coming in 1st Canto, 10th Chapter, 30th Verse, Srimad Bhagavatam. SB is means Srimad Bhagavatam. Now this verse is talking about queens of Krishna. I've quoted a statement from that verse. Verse means shloka. And this verse is talking about queens of Krishna. The queens of Krishna were kidnapped by one demon. You know that demon? Who was that demon? Bhamasur. Previous to Krishna married those 16,000 female ladies. So Bhamasur had kidnapped those ladies, and they prayed to Krishna, "Krishna, rescue us and make us your wives." So Krishna agreed their proposal. Krishna came, he released all those wives from the custody, from the capture of Bhamasur. He killed Bhamasur and married 16,100 wives. How many wives Krishna had? 108. So 8 wives he got from different kings, and 16,100 wives she got directly from Bhamasur's custody. Now this verse is talking about those wives, and those wives are saying to Krishna, "Krishna, we are so fallen. From social norms they have fallen. No, if you're kidnapped by somebody in previous ages, if you're kidnapped by somebody, you're fallen. And that is why Ram did Agni Pariksha for Sita, because she was kidnapped by Raman. Some other male touched them. So if, according to Vedic system, if any male touches you except your husband, you're fallen. 100% you're fallen. You're sinful. So at that time it was very strong culture there at that time. So they were fallen in social custom. So those ladies said, "Krishna, you are so merciful. Even though we are so fallen, you accepted us." You see, that this is 30th verse, 10th chapter is talking about all these things. And in that story, this statement is coming. Devotees of Lord are purified soul. So you have to connect with the story. Prabhupada is talking about those girls. Even though they are fallen from social norms, still in the eyes of Lord, they are pure. You understand? Even according to Vedic culture, even according to scriptures, they are fallen. They are sinful because some other male touched them. But in Krishna's eyes, they are pure because their mind was fixed on Krishna. You understand? Now, you see, the statement is not repeating. So when you read Prabhupada books, you have to read the context. Otherwise, it will seem Prabhupada is repeating again and again and again and again. There's no repetition. You understanding, all of you, my point? Any confusions? They were late. You understanding something?
Yeah.
Okay, something. Yeah. No problem. So, that's the idea. And it's a very big thing. So just like we were talking about Puthike Swami. So according to Vedas, if you cross Indian border, land of India, you are fallen. But he understood that actually if you have to cross India, not for selfish purposes, but for serving God, then you are not sinful. You are not sinful. He understood and he went. That is not for his own purpose, no. His mind is fixed on Krishna. So that is why you have to understand the context. Just like I will give you another example. How many times you have read this statement? So many times Prabhupada has read, said, devotees completely surrender unto him. Him means Krishna. Engage in Krishna consciousness, devotional service unto Lord. Simple statement. Nothing so philosophical, no? Devotees surrender unto Krishna and serve him. Millions of times Prabhupada might have written this. But you have to see where this statement is happening. Where this statement is quoted. In 9th chapter Bhagavad Gita, 11th verse. What is that 9th chapter, 11th verse? Anybody knows? Avajananti mamuda. We read that. Manushim tanum ashritam. Param bhavam ajananto. Mama bhuta maheshwaram. Simple. So in that verse, Krishna says, anybody who doesn't know me, they are fool. Anybody who doesn't recognize me as supreme, who thinks that there are many gods, Lord Shiva, Durga, Brahma, Ganesh, Krishna, all are same, all are gods. Krishna says, they are fools. Because Mama Bhuta Maheshwaram, I am supreme. There is nothing superior to me. They are demigods, they are not gods, Krishna says. Now, in that verse, explanation, this statement is coming. Prabhupada is writing this statement. So, if you see the context, this statement, you know what it means? It is not repetition. Prabhupada is saying, devotees completely surrender unto Krishna. devotees who understand Krishna as supreme, they completely surrender to him. So who surrenders to God? That's the idea. If you keep that sentence in the context, then you will understand who surrenders unto Krishna. Those who understand completely from scriptures that he is supreme, they will surrender. Otherwise, you cannot surrender. You cannot. Just by sentiments, you cannot. Many people say, no, we have not read scriptures, but we worship Krishna. It's like that, no? We don't know scriptures. Have you read Bhagavad Gita? No. Have you read Bhagavatam? No. But we are devotees of Krishna. Well, what do you say about them? They are devotees? No, they are not devotees. Krishna says, anybody who has not read scriptures in association of my devotees, they might consider themselves devotees, but I don't consider them as devotees. I don't consider them devotees. Themselves, they can think anything, no? Every person on this planet, if you ask, are you smart or fool? What will be the answer? What he will say? Yeah, I'm smart, you know. You interview anybody. You ask, are you good or bad? What that person is going to say? Good. See, he also knows. Nobody is going to say bad. Although he may be like nonsense. Everybody knows he's nonsense, but in his own estimation, he's good. Everybody. I mean to say, if all of us consider ourselves Amitabh Bachchan or Aishwarya Rai, all of us. Nobody considers ourselves, you know, we're not beautiful, no? When you see in the mirror, you think, you know, I'm beautiful, no? Everybody thinks like that. Everybody, even if a 80 years old man, he will also see and, yeah, I'm something, you know. He will have no hairs still and his teeth will be falling, but I'm beautiful. Who thinks, you know, he's not beautiful? This is illusion. This is called illusion. So everybody thinks that, yeah, I'm devotee of Krishna, yeah. I know Krishna. I'm serving him. I'm chanting. But no, in your estimation, you will definitely think like that, I'm devotee. But what about others' estimation? In other estimation, you might think you're very beautiful, but when people see, people will say, my God, I have not seen this ugly person, you know. It happens like that, no? Some people you see and you can make out, they are like, out of the way, you know. They're absolutely no figure, no? But you can make out, but that person, female or male, he will never think, you know, that I'm ugly. So what Krishna thinks about us, that matters. What we think about Krishna, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter much. What matters more important is what he thinks about us. And he says in Bhagavad Gita, they completely surrender unto him. Who are these people? They? They are those, if you read this verse, if you read the context, they are those people who have read scriptures in association of devotees. Because only by scriptural knowledge, you get proper conviction. You get proper knowledge. If you go to any sampradaya, if you say, I believe in God, they'll not be impressed. No chance. They'll ask you a question, do you believe in scriptures? Have you read scriptures? If you say no, they will say, then we don't want to talk to you. No talking. If you go to Madhva sampradaya, they're very strict. They'll not talk to you. If you say, I have not read scriptures, and if you say, I believe in Krishna, they will say, Ladige. Give Ladige. You understand Ladige? Laddu. Give him Laddu, okay. Ashirvadam. Go. It's all sentiment, no? It's all sentiment. My point is, you see, this statement is different, no? It's not repeating. You understand? If you understand the context, it is a different kind of statement. They completely surrender unto him. Who has read everything about, who has read about Krishna in association of devotees. So this is not repetition. And then, this is one statement, famous statement. A famous one, is quite repeat. Prabhupada is saying, we should accept life of a life devoted to cultivation of Krishna consciousness, and then we will get unlimited happiness and unlimited pleasure. Is there any unique thing in this statement? Nothing unique, no? We should cultivate Krishna consciousness, and we get unlimited happiness, unlimited pleasure. No problem. Simple statement. Basics. but it's not basics, because this statement is quoted from Prabhupada's small book, Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, Chapter 1. If you read that book, just before this statement, the theme what Prabhupada is explaining is, in spiritual world, the Lord dances with His devotees. When you go to spiritual world, Krishna will dance with you. And when He dances with the devotees, they get unlimited pleasure. And then when you come to this statement, Prabhupada is saying, when you devote your life in Krishna consciousness, you will get unlimited pleasure. That means, after this life, we'll go back to Krishna and we will be given opportunity to dance with Krishna. That kind of pleasure Prabhupada is talking. So it's not repetition. My idea is, please keep the context. Out of context, if you read any statement, that will make no sense. And then we will say, Prabhupada books are repetition. No repetition. Absolutely no repetition. You have to keep the context. So these are some tips to read Prabhupada books. I will explain afterwards, perhaps tomorrow, how to read Prabhupada books. But I am giving hints here. So what's... How much time I spoke? It's like... What's the time? How much time?
9:10.
So... 5 minutes past. No, so when did I start? I think I started long. Oh! Phew. I think I should stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. No problem. It's on halfway. Hare Krishna. Any questions? I'll stop here. So, you want to ask anything? Can you stop this? Hare Krishna.